positivity, love,
forgiveness,
fly. Radio.
Hello, and good evening to everyone. Thank y'all so much for tuning in and joining me on my very first podcast. I am super excited, but I guess I need to introduce myself. This is your one and only girl, Shay Dawn, with Fly Conversations with Shay Dawn. I guess I can give you a little bit about who I am. I'm a singer, award-winning singer-songwriter, best-selling author, fitness enthusiast, and just all-around self-love guru, I would say. I promote all things self-love. I promote knowledge, spirituality. I promote fitness, being healthy. I promote, just like I said, overall loving yourself. So I just really want to say thank you all so much for joining me tonight. It is a blessing, it's a privilege, and it's an honor. And I guess this has been a long time coming, y'all. You know, when God moves you into certain spots, I guess you just got to go with it. There's always a setup before it, and I won't throw anybody under the bus or two people under the bus for the setup for this, but there's always a setup for it. And I'm grateful that, you know, he's brought me to this place. So let's just jump right in. I actually had a different topic I wanted to discuss for my very first show. And after listening to different conversations throughout the past week and realizing that we are 5 days away from voting day on November 6th, I decided that it is something I believe is really important to touch on. Let me give you a little bit of what Fly Conversations is about, just so you'll know. So Fly Conversations is not about being controversial. It's not about political. It's not about anything that otherwise is not uplifting to you. But what my goal is with this podcast is to help open your mind, to help you think not outside the box, but realize that there is no box, to help you to understand that you can think for yourself, that you can look at things a different way, to help get us on a different path, that we can not only heal ourselves, but heal those around us, heal our community, and move in a direction that'll be beneficial to everyone that's involved. So why I want to talk about voting, because this is at this moment, this is crucial. With all that's currently going on within our government, within our country, it is extremely important that we get out and vote. And I felt this way because at work this week, we were talking to different people and just asking everyone, have you gone and voted yet? Because we have early voting. Have you voted? And I heard so many different things. I heard one on the one hand says, well, I haven't done it yet. I'm going to wait till the day because I don't trust that they're going to do the right things with early voting. Then I heard a couple of young people comment, well, two of them said, I'm not sure that I'm even registered to vote. And that was kind of disturbing to me. And I just was like, you know, really? And then I've had someone else say, well, I don't really understand what it is we're voting for. Well, what's going on? And hearing those things, I've found it very disturbing to me, and something that I'm like, there's not enough discussion, especially in our communities, about this to help our people understand. First of all, this is the midterm elections. And for anybody that doesn't understand what that pretty much means that all 435 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives is up for election, as well as 35 of the 100 seats in the U.S. Senate. So all of those seats will be contested. Now, I'm sure a lot of people hear Republic, Democrat. It is between those two because, for a fact, pretty much right now, so to speak, we're predominantly Republic in those seats. And the goal is to try to balance it out because of what the current Republic goals are, what they're the Republicans, what their goals are, what they're driving at currently for this election. And I actually have it right here. So the official budget was released. Their 2019 budget was released, proposal was released, and they named it the Budget for a Brighter American Future. And here's what their proposal will cut. It will cut $1.5 trillion from Medicaid, $537 billion from Medicare, $317 billion from infrastructure projects, $231 billion from student financial aid, $59 billion from veterans programs, and $4 billion from Social Security. Now, knowing that, we all know someone that fits within that line, whether it's one, some of our senior citizens, whether it's our children, whether it is retirees, veterans. We know people, students going to school. We know people that are currently utilizing these benefits. And to cut them would be detrimental to a lot of their livelihood, to a lot of to them bettering themselves. And so in order to counteract this, this is why it's needed to vote. These are the reasons why we need to vote. And if you take a look around currently right now, it is a lot of underhanded things happening to keep people from voting. I'm not sure if anybody has heard, everybody probably should have heard by now, about the bus in Georgia that went to take the elderly African Americans to go and vote. They picked them up Monday to take them to vote. They were all in the assisted living or the senior housing, and they were told that they had to get off the bus. They could not get on the bus and go vote because they said that the bus promoted the activity that the bus was promoting. It prohibited political activity. And I guess because the bus was owned by Black Vote Matters, an organization there in Atlanta. And what I guess the side of the bus read to them, it was reported that pretty much got in the way of political views and it prohibited political activity. Now, some people can say, well, maybe that was just really the case. That was not whatever have you. However, I mean, if we take a step back and actually think about it for a moment, I could pick someone, go to that same place, pick up as many senior citizens as I can and take them to go vote. It's no different than me doing that. However, they were told that they had to get off the bus, that they could not do that. They could not take them, that the bus was not authorized. These were things that was happening there. If we take a look around, voter suppression is happening all over this country. I, for one, have signed up to have a mail ballot. I got a text from some people, hey, it was mailed out on October 14th. I can tell y'all as of today, November 1st, I have still not gotten my information in the mail to do my mail ballot. But keep in mind now, I didn't let that stop me. I went down last Friday and did my early voting because I wasn't going to allow that to be the hindrance to keep me from voting. John F. Kennedy actually said something that I always kind of remember when it comes to voting. He said the ignorance of one voter in a democracy impairs the security of all. So in understanding that there are a lot of people that because you don't understand what's currently happening or why we're voting, it doesn't take a lot to educate yourself. If you're not sure what's going on in your current community, always go look it up. You can go down to the polls. You can go down and research to go to the library. Go do some research to find out what exactly is it that we're voting on. What rights or laws are they trying to place or withdraw that I need to be aware of? Who are the people that are running? What's currently going on that makes this so important for them to suppress votes? That is the question that anybody should be asking themselves. What's currently happening? Why is it so important that we are having votes suppressed, that we're having elderly people get off the bus? I believe I was looking at PBS.org, and they were also talking about Georgia. And so Georgia, for those that don't know, Georgia right now is currently the run for governor is between that would be the first, the very first black woman governor. And I believe, let me see, I have her name here somewhere. I believe her name is Stacey Abrams, I do believe, but don't quote me on that. I believe that's her name, though. But she's going also, she's going against Brian Kemp. Now, Brian Kemp, here's the trip about Brian Kemp. Brian Kemp is running for everything that happens with the voter, with the votes and all of that happening. Now, my question is, why hasn't anyone made him recuse himself? How do you run for an office and handle all of the votes that would dictate who gets that office? I don't understand how that could happen. Now, keep in mind, this is the same man that pretty much there were 53,000 votes, voter registrations that he did not approve because he said that the voter registration had to match exactly to the DMV or Social Security Administration. So that was 53,000, not 5,300, 53,000 voters that he did not approve. But this is what's currently happening. So that's happening there in Georgia as well. So you got the buses, the bus of the elderly that's been told, they're told, we can't do that. You can't take this bus. You can't take all these people to go vote. Then we're going to suppress, we're going to pull out 53,000. Oh, because it doesn't match. We're going to do this. Now, help me, again, understand, and I want everybody, all my listeners, to please understand, I am not a person that sits and looks at everything as black or white. I'm not that person. However, in this situation, we have to see it for what it is. Now, and understand why it became a black and white situation here is not even so much of the skin. It's because predominantly black people have been known to be Democrats. And so what they're trying to do is suppress the Democratic vote. So it's not necessarily just a color thing. It's overall, we don't want the Democratic vote, because now if the Democratic vote comes through and the Democrats win the House, now that impedes their GOP budget, proposed budget for 2019, that's going to hit all those cuts that they're trying to do. So we have to be paying attention to these things. One of the things that I've noticed, like I said, aside from educating ourselves, as those of us that are parents, it is crucial that we educate our children as well. There are children, teenagers, 20-year-olds, they have no idea of anything going on politically. They don't know what's happening in their country. They don't know how to vote, what they should vote for, what they have. They're just out there lost, and they believe, well, I don't think it's going to matter. I don't think why should I vote? It's not going to help anything. It's not going to change anything. And to me, that is really the craziest thought process. One of the craziest thought process that I've ever heard. How do you know if it will help or anything if you haven't done it? If you haven't done it, and at the end of the day, you have to understand, yes, your one vote very well can matter. Very well can matter. I actually have a listener say, let me see what she says. Kemp was taped saying, now here, this is a Georgia resident. Kemp was taped saying if blacks, the Democrats will take the election. So that is exactly what they're in fear of. So as I said earlier, it's that whole correlation of, yes, the black people predominantly are Democrats. We can't let them get out here. It's not even solely about black people, but it is about that Democratic vote. We can't let them take this election. So that's what it's about. And we got to make sure our children are educated on what's happening, on what's going on what's going on around us. And I'll say this. I was watching Roland Martin, and he was interviewing and talking with a couple of professors, a judge, lawyers, different things. And one of the professors that he interviewed was from a Georgetown professor. And I have to tell y'all, it really, really, I could not understand for the life of me, if you don't know that suppression is happening all over the country, what are you teaching our children? You're a professor. And he sat there and he's like, well, I don't, voter suppression isn't happening, or, and it's not happening in Tennessee, or it's not happening here. And there are eight states that have come up with stricter voting policies, which cause suppression. And Tennessee was one of them. And that disturbed me because even a professor in Georgetown was not aware of all that is currently going on. I'm sorry. It just, as I'm still thinking about it, it kind of bothers me because we have children. We have our young generation there. And you not knowing means you can't educate them on what's going on currently in the country they live in. You can't educate them on what's happening and what they need to do to counteract those situations. So this is why it's important as parents that we teach these people this. We teach our children to understand what voting is for, why they need to vote. Make sure that when these things come up, when elections and midterms and presidential, make sure they understand what's at stake. Because to be honest, I don't honestly think most people realize what really is at stake with this country, with this election right here. I mean, we've already seen, and I'm quite sure most people are not happy. Some people are. Like I said, I'm not political. I'm informed when it comes to what should matter. But there are people that are not aware of the detriment of this country, of the detriment of your life, of your business, of your community, of your children in colleges or in just regular school. They have no idea. They have no idea of what's going on. And that's really sad that you don't know what's happening around you. So it's important that we sit them down when these things come up, we sit them down. Okay, here's what's happening. Here's what's going on. Now, we don't want to persuade them either way, because that's their vote. That's their decision. But I want you to be informed. I want you to know exactly what's happening. You know, I want you to know that our democracy is at stake. It is at stake. Everything that we currently hold dear, honestly, is at stake. And we have to understand that. I have another call. Oh, okay. A caller also said former President Jimmy Carter asked Kemp to resign his position. So even, listen, former presidents know that this is not quite right. You shouldn't be doing both. You can't. How does that make the playing field fair? So, you know, we got to pay attention to these kind of things. So we have to educate our children. We have to educate ourselves. Sit down, take a moment to find out what are we voting on? What's happening in our community? What's happening in our society? I know here in Florida, for our governor, you know, we have Gilliam running. Gilliam is running against DeSantis. And now I had to take the time and actually sit down and pull these two men up and see what's going on between the two of them. I had to actually sit down and pay attention. Who's this? What's going on? How's this happening? And, you know, there are some things, like I said, again, I'm not a black and white person, but this race is really honestly becoming black and white. When we have people that can get in front of the camera and get in front of crowds and say, well, we don't want to monkey this thing up, and then come back, oh, I didn't think that was racial. Or we got our own president knocking the man and talking about his education, that he didn't go to Harvard. Okay, but he went to FAMU, which is just, I don't, you know, and he's talking about HBCUs and they're not as good as Harvard because that's where DeSantis went. We've got to really open our eyes and see what's happening around here, because what's happening is really not what we want to believe it is. We can live in delusion all we want, but open your eyes. It's real. It's happening. People are being kept from voting. People are being kept from getting to the polls. People are not getting their mail ballots or their absentee ballots. They're not getting them. Democrats, they're not getting them. Why are they not getting them? Because they don't want them to take the House. They don't want them to take the House. Let me see. Caller says, today, Oprah was in Georgia to rally for Stacey Abrams. That's her name. Thank you. The race is close. And she said, anyone who does not vote, who has an ancestor who was denied the right to vote, you dishonor your ancestors when you don't vote. And that is the absolute truth. I believe that there were people that fought and died, people that gave their lives so that we could have that right, so that you could get out there and you could make the difference and go do something and vote. So to not take that chance, to not go out there and do what someone else paved the way for you to do, that's a slap in their face. That's a slap in their face. I mean, it's like you're saying, I really don't care that you gave your life for my freedom or my liberties. I don't care what you did for me. I don't care that you thought enough to say the future needs this, and I did this for them. We have to take the time and actually pay attention to what's going on in our country and go out here and make sure that we vote. We have got to make sure that we vote. This is the midterm election, and honestly, this is like the most important election that you will need to vote in. It is the most important election that we will need to vote in, people. We got to get the word out. We got to make sure that we're educating not just ourselves, educating our friends, our neighbors, because honestly, everybody doesn't know, and that's really sad that there are so many people that do not know. There are so many people that have no idea what's on the line with this, what this can change, how this can help us or hurt us. And when I say us, I'm saying us as a whole, because as a whole, the country is hurting. The country is hurting. And anybody can look around, you can tell the country is not in a good place right now. There are things happening where you got the stuff going on in Mexico where they're marching. And I'm watching that, trying to understand what's happening. We've got people being kicked out of the country or what have you. It's a lot going on, and your vote can help. So let me just go ahead and say this, and the best way that I know how, because this is who I am. If you don't vote, I would say, please just, and I'm just going to say it how I say it, just shut up. Because there's nothing worse to me and more aggravating than to know that you had the chance and the opportunity to do something. It may not be the biggest, grandest thing, but it's something. And you chose to do nothing, anything about, and complain about anything else. Nobody wants to hear your complaint because you didn't do what you could have done. And now that's just me. That's just me because, and anybody knows me, y'all know I'm when I get to a certain point, I get extra passionate. But I'm just open and honest about it. Just really shut up. Now, anybody close to me comes with that, I'm going to probably say those are absolutely going to be my words. If you don't have, did you vote? Okay, so I'm going to need you to shut up. That's pretty much where I'm going to go with it. Because at the end of the day, like I said, whether you think it's a huge thing that you could do or not, you did something. And for me, I feel I did my part. And I'm still doing my part by pushing others. You need to go vote. Vote. Did you vote? Did you vote? For those that are waiting, I understand. However, don't think that if there is going to be any sideways business that it won't happen even on the 6th. It'll still happen. It can happen on the 6th as well. So go vote. Do not let anything hinder you from getting out there and going to cast your ballot. Please, voter says, yes, women need to vote. Absolutely. Black, white, brown, red, yellow, women. Yes, women, please. Please, women, get out and vote. Get out and vote. We have got a voice and use it. Your vote is your power. That is your voice. You need to get out and use that. I try to calm down a little bit sometimes, because when I get too passionate, you'll hear this whole other side, and I don't think the listener's ready for that yet. But it's heart-wrenching to me when we know, honestly, we've heard from our own president's mouth some of the things that he said about women and how he feels about women. And to hear some women talk the way they talk, as if we don't have strength, as if we don't have power, as if we don't have a voice, as if we can't help make a difference. It bothers me to no end. It bothers me because, if first of all, if women, we all stand together. And like I said, even with voting, women, if women came together, there is a powerful, powerful move that can happen with women coming together. If women came together, listen, can you imagine seeing a group of women, just nothing but women, just going down to the polls all together and grabbing women as they go, grabbing their sisters as they go, black, white, brown, yellow, green, I don't care, but women together. Women together, because you know what that does? That sends a whole message of unity. That sends a message that we're not going to stand for the stuff that your president has said. We're not standing for the stuff that these other men and places of authority have done to women and still honestly do to women today. We're not going to stand for it. So it bothers me to know that there are women that even I've heard say, oh, I'm not going to vote because it's not going to make a difference. That bothers me to no end. And it's so important that we get out there and vote, people. Like, I can't stress it enough. I mean, now, one thing I will say, I've been watching and paying attention, and so far the Democratic votes have been coming in. And I do believe this is starting to put some pressure on, and they're feeling that pressure. It's so much so that even, like I said, I was watching Roland Martin. Now, Roland Martin, usually I can watch the whole Roland Martin series on YouTube without a commercial. This last two times I've watched, it was at least three commercials of Trump and two other Republicans in between, like every 5 minutes. Why? Because they want to push their agenda. They need to push their agenda. But we have the power to say, uh-uh, in the words of my mentor, uh-uh. We're not going to let y'all do that. We're going to put a hold on this right here. We're going to stop this because this is what needs to happen. We have a voice. We have a voice. And we need to use that and get out there and make a difference in what's happening right now. Pay attention to your surroundings. Why is there so much going on surrounding this election? Why do you think that is? Because everybody that knows or paying attention knows that this is the one that is really going to cause a shake within our government. This election right here, this midterm election, this one is going to do it. Got another message here from a caller. Says employees of Google worldwide had a walkout today due to the handling of sexual abuse issues in that workplace. Wow. 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 So women, do you understand why we have to vote, why we have to get out here and make a difference for ourselves and for our children, for our children's children? We've got to get out here and make something happen. So now I've got just a few minutes left. So on my few minutes left here, I just want to throw out a couple things. And it actually flows right into it because I'm talking about women moving. So listen, next week, and I'm so excited, November 10th, the Move Experience. And when I say women coming together, now don't get me wrong, there are some kings in there. There's some men in there. However, there are some powerful women that are coming together to make a move, to make something happen, to make a change, to, in fact, probably just to shake up New Orleans, baby. We are going to bring the funk. Can I just say that? We are coming. Listen, the way I see this, New Orleans should not be the same after we're finished there, because we're coming to bring it. We're coming to bring it. So if you can, if you're in the area, if you want to get there, listen, please, 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 the Move Experience. I need you to go to bit.ly/TME2018. bit.ly/TME2018. Get to the Move Experience. Find out how you can be a part of the move. Find out how you can get there and make some moves in your life, make some changes in your life. Because it's not a conference, it's not a gathering, it's a total experience, a total life-changing experience is what it is. So make sure you get there. But now my last little note, y'all go vote. Please, if you haven't voted, go vote. If you know anybody near you, around you, close to you, go make them. Tell them, listen, come on, we got to vote. our lives are on the line here. Our lives are on the line. We need to go vote. And last but not least, listen. So be sure that you stay connected with me. Follow me. You can follow me here on Blog Talk Radio with Fly Conversations with Shaydon. Or follow me also on my Facebook page, Fly Conversations. And you can just follow me on my personal Facebook page, Shannon Shaydon Ward. So you can follow me there. Stay connected. So you'll always know what's coming up, what's going on, what's happening, what I got going on. But again, thank you all so, so much for joining me on my very, very first podcast. I so, so appreciate it. You guys have no idea how much love I feel right now and how much I appreciate you all. It has been a blast. And until next time, y'all, remember, always love yourself. Always put yourself first. Go vote. All right? Please. I love y'all and I mean it. Y'all be good. Stay fly.
Excitement.
Riveting. Love.
Forgiveness.
Shy.
Fly.
Fly.
Radio.